On Monday, Zimbabwe had 444 new COVID-19 cases, a drop of more than 80% from the peak of the current wave in July. Dr. Tinashe Gede is a physician.
The trend has been on a downward spiral for a few weeks now. The rate of decline is a bit lower than we saw in the second wave, but it's certainly on a downward trend. All the indications are that perhaps we're kind of getting out of the current wave.
Farai Mutambanengwe is the chief executive officer of Small to Medium Enterprises, or SME, Association of Zimbabwe.
That's a welcome development that the cases are now declining. It probably points to us having got over the worst of it. Even measures like the vaccination program looks like that's yielding results. We are also taking greater precaution.
Gede warns against complacency, as the current cases are enough to start another wave if people become reckless. Mutambanengwe pins hope on this downward trend.
So I think positive for business, because if we can get the cases back to a manageable level, it means that the current lockdown can be relaxed. People can work more hours, because there has definitely been an impact when you look at the level of business in terms of the reduced working hours.
Government gave churches the green light to reopen for vaccinated congregants only. This is a move that many say is meant to encourage people to get shots and hint that the lockdown may be winding down. The government has also told schools to prepare to open. Although Mutambanengwe is grateful for the current partial lockdown, he hopes when the announcement for schools to reopen is given, it comes along with the relaxation of the general lockdown. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zunavashe from Harare.